Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Yeah, this outro goes on for ages.
Does it
kind of fade? Yeah.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you. You know what? I am going to tell you all a little secret. You are all in for a real treat of a show tonight. Because just before Kira and I came on, our broadcast coordinator, Mr. JJ Hartigan, he just burst in here and he said, lads, you need to do a brilliant show. And I thought to myself, Jesus, this fella's right. You know what I mean? He really got to me.
It's about time.
Like, he really reached me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really got what he was saying. So now that we have that behind us, I think it's going to be the best show ever. I'm just putting it out there. How about this? We give a big thanks to Louise for the last 2 hours. Give her a big round of applause. And then I will tell you some of the business that's going to be going on tonight. For example, in just a minute, we're going to be doing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. It is a chance for you to win back your license fee. It's very simple. It has a very straightforward title. It's a chance for you to come on, play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, and hey, maybe win yourself some money. Do you think you could come on? Do you think you could represent? Do you think you could come on and get 10 correct answers in 60 seconds? Well, 51552 is the number. 51552. Start your message with the word quiz. Give us your name, age, and where you're from. Send it to 51552. And hey, maybe you will be on to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Who knows? Yeah. Also, on the way between now and 11 o'clock, we are going to be doing our weekly rap battle, where Kira and I get an odd rap or hip-hop track from, the last few years. And, well, we do our own version of it. And quite frankly, it's amazing.
Well, I'm not feeling very confident after you knocked it out of the park last week with Jay-Z's Izzo.
You have...
So much so that people were still talking about it on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, well, I mean, it had a big effect on people. So you have a big boots to fill this week.
Yeah, but can you understand how psychologically that is having impact on me when
sure,
I go to
huge.
Do these rap-offs?
Of course, yeah, you're the underdog now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not good enough. Kira, you're just not good enough.
No, you, darling, you are.
I go to you bed at night, and before I go
brilliant.
To bed, I look in the mirror and I'm brushing my teeth and I'm like, Kira, you'll never succeed at the rap-off ever again.
And then the reflection in the mirror starts talking to you
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you're a fraud, Kira. Mm. And you're like, shut up, mirror. And then you have a real crisis of confidence. That was really depressing. I'm sorry
you're
if that is your
welcome.
Life. I'm sorry if that is how these wrap-ups have made you. But that's the world we live in. So how about this? What I'm going to do is, I'll play you some Jess Glynn right here. When we come back, we will be doing the first Win Back Your License Fee quiz of the week. 51552 is the number, as I said, if you want to get in contact. Joining us on the phone, she is a lady with, well, in a way it's an enviable task because she gets to set the bar this week, but you could also argue that that's a lot of pressure. Rachel, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, how are you?
Good. How was the weekend?
Oh, the weekend was good.
Anything exciting happen?
We went to town and had cocktails for the yes vote.
Oh, very
fabulous.
Nice. Cocktails. What cocktail did you have, if you don't mind me asking?
We had rainbows.
Oh, so like were they doing a special rainbow cocktail because of it?
Well, they're always buy one, get one free in one of the bars in town. So,
and that was probably also a deciding factor in the cocktail purchase, was it?
Oh, but of course.
Yes, yes. Well, look, that's all right. No, I think a lot of people went out and celebrated that. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to. But from what I've been hearing, there was a great buzz in like all the cities around Ireland and everything. There was a really kind of positive vibe and everything. So, yeah.
A friend described it to me like it was Christmas Eve in town.
Really?
Yeah, it was like Christmas Eve.
I've heard as well Italia 90, that it kind of reminds everyone of the vibe around Italia 90. I don't know. I was like two when Italia 90 happened, so I can't say I'm an authority on that. But I guess, look, that sounds like a good weekend, Rachel. Very
so that
good,
was
very
in
good.
Limerick, Rachel, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Limerick
very
today.
Nice, very nice. And Rachel, so I take it you're in Limerick, yeah? You live there, work there, that kind of stuff.
I do.
Anything exciting?
Well, work in tennis.
Oh, very good.
Oh,
how
nice.
Is that?
It's good.
Do you get discounts?
Only at Christmas.
Oh, right, because I was thinking, Penny's clothes are so cheap. You can't really be giving discounts if you work there. I don't imagine there's much. Do your friends ask you for discounts?
All the time.
And do you have anything worked out with them, or are you like, lads, stop asking me, because this isn't happening?
No, they just know now there is no discount.
Good.
Exactly.
Good, Rachel.
Rachel, are you off work at the minute, though?
I am. I tore ligaments in my knee
and
in February.
How did you do? Oh, God, in February, how did you do that?
I was changing direction in the sitting room.
Oh, you are joking me.
And it cracked.
Oh my God.
So you literally got up off the couch and you went to, let's say, go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you tore ligaments in your knee.
Yeah, it just...
Wow.
Oh, my God.
For real?
It was horrendous.
Oh, Jesus. And are you in a cast or how does that work? Excuse my ignorance. Are you wearing one of those compression bandages or how does that work?
No, I just have a crutch.
Oh, wow. That's awful.
That's annoying.
And like, I wouldn't mind, Rachel, I don't mean to be mean, I wouldn't mind if it was something like you got to say, yeah, geez, I was whitewater rafting, I was going down Niagara Falls and I tore the ligament. The fact that it happened in the sitting room is kind of annoying almost.
Oh, God, I'm disgusted. I wish it was something good.
And I'd say as well, people exactly. don't believe you. I'd say people are like, ah, oh, yeah, whatever. Rachel was probably out now on Saturday night wearing a pair of high heels and fell down the stairs somewhere.
Actually, you know Rachel, though. She's telling us that it happened in the sitting room, but she's...
She just changed direction.
So how could that happen? Jeez, Rachel, are you usually that unlucky or was that an isolated incident?
No, I actually am usually that unlucky.
Oh, dear.
Oh, poor Rachel.
Ah, Jesus.
Hopefully right now you'll be luckier. How about that?
There you go, Claire.
I'm hoping so.
Well, look, okay. Rachel, here's the thing. Hopefully your luck will change because I would like to see you. It does not sound like you're in a pleasant way at the moment if you have torn ligaments. So how about this? We're going to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Now, the Win Back Your License Fee quiz is a chance for you to, very simply, win back your license fee. When Claire and I first got here, we were like, Aaron, now that license fee can be a little bit of a feck at times. It can be a little bit of an inconvenience. So every Monday and every Thursday, we play a game where someone gets the chance to win it back. So Rachel, how this is going to work is over 60 seconds I'm going to ask you as many questions as I can. So in 60 seconds I'm just going to fire questions out at you. Now you can answer as many as we get through. There's no negative marking for wrong answers because I know with some of these quizzes if you give a wrong answer you lose a point or the game is over or this or that. There's none of that. So we will just fire through questions, myself and yourself, and hopefully you'll give enough right answers to get 10.
Yes.
And you might as well say something. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, an answer's better than no answer. It might be right. You never know.
No pressure in setting the bar then.
Well, you know, Rachel, there's a little bit of pressure, I won't lie. I think it would be wrong to lie to you. There is a bit of pressure, but you know, hopefully you can get 10 correct answers, and if not, hopefully you can set a nice high bar. So, Kira, are you ready to keep a score?
I am.
Okay, good. Well, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the clock. Once I do that, Rachel, we'll have 60 seconds. Best of luck, we'll start now. The famous Hollywood sign is in what US city?
LA.
Actress Carrie Mulligan is married to what lead singer?
Marcus Mumford.
In what country would you find the prehistoric monument Stonehenge?
England.
Boxer Sergio Martinez is from what country?
Pass.
Name the first man to set foot on the moon.
Buzz Aldrin.
Montreal and Calgary are cities in what country?
Canada.
Who won a Best Actor Oscar in 1994 for the film Philadelphia?
Pass.
What sign of the zodiac is represented by the goat?
Capricorn.
What team did Norwich beat today to claim an intermediate return to the Football Premier League?
No idea.
Ramsey Street is a fictional street in what soap?
Neighbours.
The town of Listowel is in what county?
Kerry.
Actress Charlize Theron was born in what country?
Germany.
How many days are there in the month of November?
30.
What Bradley starred in The Hangover?
Cooper.
Name Brian O'Driscoll's wife?
Amy Hooverman.
Who sings Love... I had started that. Who sings Love Me Like You Do?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, Teddy Goulding.
Yes, good woman.
Okay, she got it just in the nick of time. Right, okay. Let me see. I'm just going to count them up here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, Kira. Give us good news. I'll be furious if you don't give us good news.
Okay, right.
Kira. What's
Rachel,
going on over
she
there?
She didn't get 10.
Aww.
But I'll tell you something, Rachel. You got 11,
yes!
Girlfriend.
Good woman. Oh, yes.
So well, it looks like your luck has completely changed, Rachel. You have won back your license fee.
Awesome. I'm delighted.
Well
this is
done.
Good news.
Seriously, you got 11.
Good woman, Rachel. We haven't had a winner in a while.
We haven't had a winner in like 10 months.
No, well, yeah.
Okay. Might
close
be a
enough.
Slight exaggeration, yeah. But it feels like 10 months.
Rachel, good woman. I'm delighted to say you were saying there was pressure about setting the bar high. I tell you, you've set the bar plenty high. Don't worry about it. People very rarely get 11. Sometimes they scrape the 10, but Jesus. 11 is fantastic. Well done, Rachel. That's brilliant.
Thanks a million.
All right. Well, look, you stay on the line there.
My luck is finally changing.
Look, I think this is an omen.
The only way is up for you now, Rachel.
Yeah. I think so.
The only way is into pennies.
That's right. Jeez, you could probably buy...
You could buy all of pennies.
You could set up another sub pennies with €160 worth of stuff from pennies.
I could do that with my wardrobe as it is.
Yeah, you probably could. Well, look, Rachel, I tell you what. How about this? You stay on the line there and you'll have a chat with JJ, a fellow Limerick man, fellow Limerick woman, Limerick man. So, JJ, you can get her detail. Cool. All right. Well, look, Rachel, thank you.
Thanks a million.
There we go. Awesome.
That's... What a way to start the week. Do you know what, Chris? It's been a brilliant weekend.
Yeah.
It has been a brilliant Monday so far. Do you know what? I just think this week is going to get better and better.
Well, it's off to a good start.
And you were fantastic asking the questions,
by
the way.
Can I let you in on a little secret here? Because I really liked Rachel. Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
Did you not see what I kind of did?
No.
You know the way if I start the question, I can finish it?
Mm-hmm.
She hadn't finished answering who Brian O'Driscoll's wife was.
She did.
But I was already asking the next question.
Mm.
Like, she was going, Amy, and I was like, who sings Love Me Like... Do you know what I mean? Because I wanted to make sure we gave her... She didn't even need it, though. She would have had the 10 without that.
No, yeah. She didn't mean it. She didn't need it at all.
That's what I'm saying. She still did brilliantly. It's a good woman, Rachel. That is good news.
Chris,
so there you go, Rachel in
Limerick. We're just changing lives here on 2FM.
Well, look, you know, I didn't want to say it, but we kind of are. And I don't like to look arrogant or anything, but I mean, we are changing lives. That's true, Kira. I am nervous enough about this as it is, so let me get right into it. Every week, Kira and I do a wrap-off. This started as a joke many years ago, and like lots of things on this show, it has spiraled into a very important institution, I would nearly dare say tradition. A hallowed tradition that we now take very seriously. I know I do anyway. This is one of the only highlights of my life, so I take it extremely seriously. Now, here's how it's going to work, okay? We are going to give you two different versions of this verse, okay? A version that I did and a version that Kira did. And when you've heard both, you are going to have to decide who did better. And I'll tell you how you can do that in a second. That's not important right now. You know, it's not. The most important thing right now is that you listen to these with a clean, critical, impartial ear. You know, that's what we need. This is a big decision you're being asked to vote on, all right? So you need to really take it seriously, okay? And for balance, you'll hear my version and you'll hear Kira's version. So however you choose to vote after that is entirely up to you, okay? It is 50 cents in the club. Kira, who would you like to go first?
Chris, I just want to get you out of the way.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean sure. that in a good way. I think you're a phenomenal rapper.
Thank you, darling.
I really do. Mm. You blew it out of the park, as I said last week. I'm not worthy, basically. So, you know, just play yours, yeah?
Okay, cool. I really like this submissive Kira. This is great fun. I could get used to this.
I'm like a character from 50 Shades of Grey.
More or less. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to hear my version. You're going to hear Kira's version. Then you're going to have to decide who did better. We will start with mine. I mean, everybody knows this track. It is the iconic 50 Cent in the club here on 2FM. Oh, yes. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's 20 knives in the club. Jiggas heard I fuck with Drain. Now they want to show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they want to fuck. But homie, ain't nothing change. Hold up, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut. That Jigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you'll mistake me for a player pimp. Been hit with a few shell, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, then the ladies saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love Pac. But holly and you know, them Jiggas will tell you I'm loco. And the plan is to put the rap game in a chokehold. I'm feeling focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty said she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. Her girlfriend wanna get by and they ready to go. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think I want you to play mine because I heard a little bit of snippet of it earlier on.
It was fine. Like, I didn't knock it out of the park this week to the same extent I did last week. It's a more fair competition this week. I'll admit, last week, you were a bit outclassed. But this week, I don't believe you are. I really don't.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
If we're playing mine and I raise my hand, that means I want you to turn it off.
Wow. Okay.
Because I listened to it a bit earlier on and I wasn't impressed, Chris.
But that could affect, though, how you're voted for.
Yeah, well, look. Sure.
Okay, fair enough.
It doesn't matter anyway. People are going to vote the way they want to vote, Chris.
That is true. And who would we be to influence them, you know?
Exactly.
So you've just heard my version. Now you're going to hear Kira's version, which she may stop at her discretion, I guess.
When I pull out up front, you see the bands on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's 20 knives in the club. Jiggas said I fuck with Dre. Now they want to show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they want to fuck. But homie, nothing change. Hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut. That Jigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake me for a player pimp. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, then the lady saying 50 you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, then Jiggas tell you I'm loco. But the plan is to put the rap game in a chokehold. I'm feeling focused, man. My money on my mind. I got a meal out the deal and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty said she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. Her girlfriend wanna get by and they ready to go.
There we go.
That's with my accent.
Your accent was a little odd, alright.
No, do you know the movie Forrest Gump? Do you remember the character Bubba?
Yes. It's kind of like that. Yeah, you're
female
right.
Female version of Bubba doing that rap. I was concentrating so much on trying to keep the flow, yo.
Yeah.
And not say, obviously, the N-word.
That was, you see, that's what put me off this rap so much. There's so many instances of
grand.
The N-word.
I actually thought that was grand until the end.
Your version?
Yeah.
You lost a little bit of the kind of place, if you get me. As in, kind of, you weren't on the beat for the last few bars. But otherwise, it was decent, yeah.
I don't know, Chris. It's time to kind of, I don't know.
Do you think you should retire? Do you just not think you're able for it anymore?
I don't know.
Do you want to throw in the towel?
You'd think that I'm not a quitter.
Well.
I'm not a quitter, Chris.
But?
But, like, you know, you need to see some improvement. Why do I feel I've got worse at this than actually better?
I know what you mean.
That's, like, what's the
You've
point?
You've been at this a while.
What's the point of anything?
Uh-oh.
You know?
JJ's on the way in. This is never good. What's wrong, JJ? JJ has joined us. Hello, JJ.
Hello.
Sit down.
Hey, guys.
JJ, what do you think is the problem here?
Kira, I think we need some female raps.
Yeah,
I think
that
there's
is
too
it.
Many guy raps.
You know,
you're
I've
at
won,
a disadvantage
but
straight
like,
away.
Whatever, I've won guy raps in the past. Like, you know, I don't think that's the issue.
No, but it would certainly help if we had
balance.
More female raps. Yeah, there
balance.
Should be more balance. Absolutely. I am all for
I don't know, guys. Do people
Kira,
want to hear
you're
female
a really good rapper.
Female raps on the radio?
Well, people don't want to hear females in general.
Exactly.
Yeah. But because you're here, we might as well, you know, play up to that old rubbish, I guess, while you're here.
Anyway.
You know?
We can't get rid of you now, like.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? Next week should be a female rap. You're dead right. Because it does put Kira at an inherent disadvantage. Immediately. Because obviously, you know, you have the wrong, or, you know.
Kira, you
I
had
know,
your rap
lads,
game
like,
back, you know?
But if I was good enough, it wouldn't matter whether it was a female or a male rap. Because you know what? We're all about equality on this show.
Well,
so.
I don't see Nicki Minaj rapping to 50 Cent in the club.
That's true.
You know?
That is true. Well, look, how about this? Kira, I know you might not enjoy this part too much this week, but we need to get to the votes. I would like to start with what I consider a real turn up for the books. Friend of the show, Rasmus, is usually very positive, very peace and love when he's on Twitter. However, he said he didn't feel either of the raps tonight.
Wow.
He just wasn't feeling it, but he says I was slightly better. That's still pretty damning praise, though. I mean, Crown just wasn't into it tonight.
And
Crown,
he's really
I'm
very
sorry.
Honest.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
You know, Crown usually tries to find the good in people. So there must not have been any good tonight. That's all I'm saying. Natalie says, lads, that wasn't your best rap, but Kira's was better. Fair enough. Jessica says, first time voter and I'd have to give it to Kira tonight. Chris was a bit squeaky or something. Well done, Kira.
Well, thank you, Jessica.
Owen on Twitter says, Chris, you were like a young 50, 10 out of 10. Kira, good. But nothing on Chris. Then he says, green team, hashtag. Well, there you go. Mark says, what's wrong with that wrap off, Kira? That was grand. There you go. That's wholehearted praise from Mark. Michael says, sorry, Kira. Chris takes that. It just seemed more fluid.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah. All right.
Sean has tweeted us to say, JJ won.
Congratulations, JJ.
Congratulations, JJ.
Yeah, JJ
right,
has
let's get
won.
Some texts. Okay, I love Kira. She wins because I want a sassy girlfriend like her, and that's from Mike.
That doesn't count.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Kira, even though you the shizzle, Chris did the bizzle.
I did.
That's from Declan.
I mean, thank you, Declan, for rhyming your vote. I thought that was very cool.
Somebody else says, instead of raps, why don't you try romantic songs like Celine Dion's or Mariah Carey's?
That's the
no,
maybe
no.
Maybe not anytime soon.
Chris, definitely. Sorry, Kira, but trying the pity vote is sad. Chris, you ruled as always. My boyfriend, dog, and myself salute you.
Hey, that's like four votes.
Wow.
Even the dog is like, hey, can I see what Grace has to say? I'm nervous about phone calls tonight because I always
don't
think,
be nervous. Why are you nervous? Why are you playing this dramatic? Chris, I think I know who's going to win tonight. But anyway.
Grace, who do you think is going to win tonight?
Honest, first to kind of did win tonight. So I would vote for you, and I've tried to test them out times before.
Yeah.
Because you do win.
Grace, have you like? Can you move closer to your phone? You seem to have gone away from us.
No.
Kind of. Grace sounds like
that's
she's in a tunnel.
Okay.
Grace, give me one word. Who do you think did better, Chris or Kira?
Chris.
There we go, Chris. Thank you, Grace.
I don't hear it properly. So it could have been Kira, but anyway.
Anyway, I think it was Chris.
I get some more texts. Hi, Chris and Kira. I'm a big fan of the show. Listen to you at nighttime on the way home from work. Kira, you are brill at the rap. That's some Graham and Wicklow.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not go mad now.
I vote for Kira. Sorry, Chris. Kira, you're amazing. You're too hard on yourself. Don't give up, Kira. That's from Enda and Kerry. Loving
the
show.
Yeah, Kira played a very good move here.
I didn't play any move. I was just honest, Chris. Shane and Quark says, Chris took it this week. But Kira, don't give up on your dream. Keep at it. Someday you will be the champ. And he says, you're always a winner in my eyes. Okay, well, thank you.
See, this is what I'm saying. Kira has all her white knights out in force now going, no, Kira,
don't
you're
be
great.
Mean, Chris. Don't be mean.
You're so good, Kira.
Ken from Kilkenny says, do the rap, not the accent. Well, it doesn't really help either
of us
way.
Can get the accent, you know? In fairness. And no, it makes us sound worse, I think. I think what he's saying is, if he did it...
As in, like, do it in your normal
just
voice.
Just be you. As in, trying to emulate someone else isn't going to work. If you get me. Mm. Also, someone points out, because we're always so afraid of saying the N-word. Lads, you should just say it, because we're all thinking it anyway when you say it. Yeah, I'm still not going to say it, though.
No.
Like, I'm still going to be the better man and not say the N-word on national radio. Maybe that's just me. But,
somebody
you know.
Says, oh, Chris, Kira, you were too Irish for the rap. I suppose the upside is I now understand the lyrics of the songs, which is great, but you were both kind of meh this week.
Oh. Oh dear. Everyone's really underwhelmed by us.
Yeah, I
this
kind
week.
Of, I see it. I see it, you know.
Someone says, Philip on Twitter says, G-Money, that's, G-Money nabs it tonight. Kira, you were worse than shocking. Oh dear.
That's just mean. Grace from Westmead says, as I always say, Chris is the winner every time, and it's not changing tonight.
Yeah.
Best rapper in the world. Love you, Chris. Grace and Westmeath, best rapper in the world? Better than, like, I don't know, Eminem, Nicki Minaj?
Yeah,
Jay-Z,
I think so. I think so, Kira. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, who do you... I actually think it was pretty even tonight.
It wasn't. You won. But just about, can I say.
That's why I said pretty even.
Mm. But you still piped it, and I would give you the win as well.
Thank you.
Because I'm a fair individual.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that, but I guess it is a win for me tonight. Also, someone says we should represent Ireland in the Eurovision. Yeah, I think so.
What, I mean, rapping?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Declan in Galway says he's about to flush his radio down the toilet after hearing us both.
I don't do that because, you know what, you'll get over how bad this rap was and then you won't have a radio. So
yeah, and
that'll
then
be annoying.
You'll resent us as well.
Oh my God, oh my God, Chris, oh my God, oh my God. Emer says, my unborn baby kicked for the first time during Kira's rap, so it's a vote from me and my baby. My God, Chris, an unborn child has recognised my talent and kicked his mother from the womb at the exact time that my rap was playing. I'm sorry, I take it back. I think I won tonight.
Maybe he was angry. Maybe he was in such pain.
Why does the baby have to be a boy?
You said he.
I didn't.
You said he kicked his mother. Maybe he didn't, yeah. But no, the baby.
Automatically, when it comes to a baby, Chris is like, it has to be a man.
Well, you'd hope so, but... I think he could have been angry that it was being exposed to Kira's music.
I don't know. Emer is its mother.
No.
And so Emer would kind of naturally know how her baby feels. So
you
I would imagine that
a
it's
PPS
a good thing.
Number to
Thank
vote
you.
On this show. You can't vote unless you're a citizen. Or as in at least you're a living human. That baby's not out of the womb yet. He doesn't count.
He
can't
again.
Open a bank account. What would you prefer? I said it.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Better err on the side of he then. You know, just to be safe. All right. Graham also says, Chris, don't be so harsh on Kira all the time. It's not nice. Apologies.
Graham. Thank you, Graham.
I didn't think I was particularly harsh tonight.
Well.
Maybe that's me. It is time that we got down to some of the There I Said It's
yes.
that have come in tonight. Someone says, hey, we might as well start with this really positive one. It says, I feel things are finally starting for me in a good way. After suffering from depression for a few years, I am now loving life, There I Said
good.
It. Good for you, man.
Good.
That's fantastic to hear. Will says, to matters which may depress Kira after that text. Will says, long term, Chris and Kira will date each other, There I Said It.
Would you wish that on me, Will?
Will, that is
Chris
obviously the long term plan.
Also would find me really annoying.
Probably.
Chris, you find me annoying in general anyway, so you can imagine if I was your girlfriend.
That would be annoying.
See?
Yeah, that's true. But you are hot, so it's the trade off I would have to make. You see? Magnus says, I would love to kick Kira out for one night and do the show with you, Chris. There, I said it.
Magnus, you are more than welcome to come in and do the show, Chris.
Somebody print Magnus off a contract. Let's get him in here. Let's have him doing the show. I think it'll be great fun. Also, friend of the show, Annette, who we haven't heard from in a while. What's happening, Annette? Annette and Laura and Alyssa, who are on their way back to Tullamore from Dublin after they won their softball game, apparently.
Well done, ladies.
Good
and
for
hi,
you, Annette.
Annette. It's always nice to hear from an old friend.
Annette, from America, I believe.
From America?
How American of Annette to be coming back from a softball game. Hey, did you guys have Annette at the softball game?
Oh, Chris, where's your...
Do you get it?
You
as
get
in,
it.
Annette...
Because her name is Annette.
Thought that was good. Okay. Annette, softball game. Fuck Ollie. That was great.
Grace says, I have my leaving cert in 8 days and I haven't started studying yet. Please tell me you have advice. I need it now. You are the Irish version of Oprah, the two of you. There, I said it.
Grace. Look, I mean, I may be the Irish version of Oprah. I think Kira is more the Dr. Phil and I'm more the Oprah.
I want to be Oprah.
Well, Grace, what I would say... No, Grace, things are bad. I mean, things aren't terrible, but you need to start studying. Okay,
you need to be strategic about this, Grace, right? Okay, you've got 8 days. I don't know how many subjects. We're talking, what, about eight subjects, Chris? Remind
Wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't the leaving cert be seven or eight?
Would it be seven or eight subjects?
Yeah.
Right, okay, what are you going to have to do?
Oh, no, it's six or seven, isn't it?
Six or seven, yeah. Right. You're going to have to just break it down time-wise, right? And there's going to be days where you're going to have two exams on the one day, and you literally have to give 60-40 to probably each exam.
Sure.
Or even 50-50 at this stage.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
you can do it, though, Grace.
Grace, I'm sure, look, it's been a few years since I did my leaving.
And also, sorry, Chris,
surely there
might be a gap maybe of a couple of days between one particular exam and your final exam or your last two exams. So you'll be able to excel really, really well in those. You just have to focus.
It's not the end of the world, Grace, but you need to start studying, okay? Also, do they not still do the thing where they like predict what's going to come up? I mean, that was a big thing when I was doing
it. I never, ever, ever, ever believe in predictions. Because I'll tell you what, Chris, and I'm going to tell this story again like I've told it many, many times before.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Seamus Heaney was due to come up on my leaving cert paper. And what did Kira do? Kira studied Seamus Heaney. I got up in the morning and I listened to recorded tapes of Seamus Heaney talking about Seamus Heaney poetry.
Wow.
I read Seamus Heaney poetry. I read notes on Seamus Heaney poetry. I did everything there was to know about Seamus Heaney. And guess what, Chris? He did not come up on my leaving cert. So I had Evan Boland in my back pocket. I didn't really know that much about her because guess what? I'd focused solely on Seamus Heaney.
Ouch.
But I was able to write an essay on Evan Boland, so...
Oh dear. No, yeah. I know
so
what you mean. That prediction
don't depend
stuff.
On these predictions. Like literally, I remember the gasp across the exam hall when we checked our paper and Seamus Heaney hadn't come up. So
yeah, no, I get you. I mean, you're right. Predicting obviously isn't the best way to go. But Grace hasn't been studying for the last year. She has 8 days. I think Grace needs to start making some predictions.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Or just focusing on like two poets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Grace needs to just start hedging bets at this point. Also, someone says, wow, this is a lovely text. It says, I'm a manager in a shop and an employee annoys me, so I blocked the toilet, took a shit in it and made her clean it.
Aww. Okay, there's being angry at somebody and then there's, you know, completely going overboard.
Wow.
You must really, really dislike that person.
Well, that's...
And also,
that's
you're a
terrifying.
Manager. You're in charge. And that's the way you treat your employees.
That is terrifying.
There's some really weird power thing going on there.
Yeah, of course.
That's like something Chris would do.
I wouldn't even do that. Now that
really?
I know to do that, I might consider doing it. But I hadn't even thought of that. Texter, that's a good one. Well done. Someone says, I'm still mad at Chris for not making a California Swipe season two. There, I said it. Zara, there's really only, you know, need for one season, I think, of California Swipe. You know, I mean, we did 10 episodes. I think we kind of covered it.
You did.
You know?
And very well, too.
Though, Zara, if you do like what Peter and I do, if you liked California Swipe, you all may know what California Swipe is. That seems to be what everybody knows instantly. But we also have stuff on Channel 4's 4OD player called Crack Addicts. So maybe that might tie you over, Zara.
I think it will, Zara.
Yeah.
I really do.
Someone says, I sometimes give out about this country, but... At this time of year, I would not live anywhere else. There, I said it.
It's because the evenings are getting longer and it's getting more beautiful. It's getting warmer. Everyone's in a positive, upbeat mood.
We are a nice country, though. Like, we are a really cool country.
We're stunning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want me to tell you my universe giving me a message today?
Yeah, I think this is interesting because Kira seems a bit kind of fecked off by this.
I'm not fecked off. As I said, I'm kind of more perturbed, right? But these things happen to me all the time, right? And nobody believes me because usually they happen to me when I'm on my own. And I'll tell someone, go, Jesus, you know what happened to me today? And Chris, I've told you a couple of stories that have happened to me that I'm like, Chris, this happened to me today. And you're like, that's really weird, Kira.
No, true. You do have an odd, I won't say accident prone or unlucky nature, but you are kind of, these things seem to attract themselves to you.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
I agree.
Weird.
Yeah,
so
I
went into a shop today and I was buying something as harmless as a box of tea bags. Okay. I thought I gave the shopkeeper the exact change.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I thought I'd give the shopkeeper the exact change, all right? So I kind of, now in fairness, my mind was distracted. So I kind of just waited there with my purse open, kind of expecting change back. And then I kind of came to and I said, oh God, I said I gave the exact change. I don't need any change, do I? And the shopkeeper, and I'll kid you not, and there was two other girls working behind the counter, and this guy, probably about the same age as me, turned around and goes, no, no, no. He goes, the only change you need is from within. So I kind of zipped up my wallet and I put it back in my bag, and I do what I normally do when I'm not quite sure what to do in a situation. So I started laughing. I was like, okay, I'll see you later. I don't know. Walked out of the shop and I was like, wait a second. And I kind of walked out and I was like, was that not weird? Did he like, was that like sort of a message he was giving? What shopkeeper says to a person that the only change you need is from within? You know?
That's so, really insulting.
So, exactly right.
The customer's always right and all that.
So I walked to the park, which was near the shop, and I kind of sat down. I was like, that was really strange. And then, do you know what popped into my head? The Republic of Telly and all those shows that Jennifer Maguire does. Because I was sitting on my own on a bench.
Okay.
And you know those, you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, like, the hidden camera shows.
The hidden camera shows,
sure,
where people are set up and they'll approach somebody sitting on their own. So I was sitting there and I was like, Jesus, imagine now if I'm approached, you know, or someone comes up to me, I'll be on, you know, high alert, whatever. The next thing, and I kid you not, this little boy, he must have been about 7 or 8, right? Approaches me.
Okay.
And this is a really, really busy park, by the way.
Are you being for real now?
I'm being for real.
Okay.
This little boy approaches me. He goes, hi. He said, can you sponsor me for my football team?
Okay, that's fair enough.
He was a cute little boy, whatever, but I looked around and he didn't have any adult with him. So I was like, right, okay. And I said, you know, I tried to ask him a couple of questions before I handed over my dot.
Yeah, of course.
Like, am I being played here or whatever? And I said, oh, what's your football team for? He couldn't explain properly, right? And I said, are you on your own? I said, do you have an adult with you? And he goes, yeah, my mum. And I looked around and I could not see absolutely anybody with him. It was a packed park. And I was like, I can't turn down a little boy who's asking me for money for his football team.
Feck him, of course you can.
Right? So I opened my wallet, gave him a couple of coins, whatever. And he handed me this sheet of paper. And now the more I think about it, the more I'm like, ah, oh, Kira. And so I wrote my name and I wrote the amount that I gave him on it. It looked like something that had been photocopied like a million times.
You didn't write any like details on it, did you?
No,
like of
God,
yours?
No, okay. Not my home address.
No,
Chris,
I just, you like never know with
my
you.
My mobile number.
You never know with you, Kira.
And then off he ran, right? And I went to put my wallet back in my bag. And when I turned around, he was gone. And the park was huge. Like, it's a massive it's St. Stephen's Green.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's huge. You can't hide in it. Especially when you're sitting, in the middle of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And he disappeared. And I looked around and I was like, okay, they're going to approach me any second now with, like, a camera and be like, oh, you got punked or whatever. It was the strangest thing. And that all happened within the space of about 5-10 minutes.
That would make me uncomfortable.
See, the thing about it was, I've been asking people for money for the charity that I'm doing the mini marathon for. So I was like, crap, just in case there is a camera on me, I'm going to have to give this little dude money.
You have to look generous. You know? You can't tell him
because
to piss off.
Because obviously people have been so generous to me, you know? And then that was it. I looked up and he'd literally disappeared.
Wow. Maybe it was a really short, like 40-year-old man who just like was playing a trick on you. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it was an adult who just kind of conned you. That, to be honest with you, that would make me really paranoid and uncomfortable if those two things happened within seconds of each other to me.
I kid you not, they happened within a couple of minutes and I was on my own, and these things always happen to me when I'm on my own.
Whatever about the kid, I can kind of get that. But
that is, I'm sorry Chris, that has never happened to me.
That's happened
to me. I am so used to sitting on my own in open spaces, chilling out. You know, okay, that sounds really weird. But like, you know, like reading a book or sitting down having a cup of tea, just taking the world in or whatever.
Sure,
never happened to me before.
Yeah, no, I get you.
And the more I think about it, I'm like, wait a second, what was he doing out of school?
What time was it?
It was around, I suppose it was around 4, just after 4.
And like this kid was a young kid. Like 7 or 8 kind of kid.
Couldn't even explain to me properly what he needed the money for, which is making me kind of go,
it was probably heroin. It's probably what it was. Damn anyway. Kid. So the shop where the shopkeeper said to you, the only change you need is from within.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll turn off the mics. Wow. What age do you think the guy was? You said your age.
I'd say my age, yeah.
Jesus. That's really odd. Poor Kira's had an awful day. I'm sorry, Kira. That's not a pleasant
awful.
Day.
I just thought it was just a little bit strange, a little bit weird, you know?
No, but you see, here's the thing about a day like that.
You know, like The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey.
That's what I'm saying.
Starring Kira King.
If you have a day like that, like that's going to go around in my head. That would go around in my head for weeks.
And nothing unusual has happened to me in a really, really long time.
Jesus, that is weird. That is weird. I'll be honest. That is kind of odd. Especially, whatever about the kid, I mean, he, I'd be like, all right, whatever. You know, because that has happened to me and it's so annoying. Because like you want to say no, but you kind of have to be like, oh yeah, you're cool, your football team. So you have to give them money. But the guy saying change needs to come from within. That's just really obnoxious. I'd have been like, F you. I would have gotten really thick with
him. Maybe he's trying to be funny.
He was probably trying to flirt with you or something, yeah. And then it just came across really crap and he just wasn't able to do it at all. Maybe the 7-year-old was trying to flirt with you as well. Maybe all that happened was two guys came on to you today, but one of them was a shop guy and the other guy was a 7-year-old. So you're like, what an odd day I've had. That could have been it.
Maybe.
All right, 51552. That's a very interesting there I said it from Kira. Jesus. That's the kind of day that's going to eat at you. I'm telling you. You're okay with it now. 2 weeks from now, you'll be like, what was going on that day? I'm telling you, you will. You know what? When we get to a few more, you're there. I said it's very very quickly. By the way, friend of the show on Twitter, Alan says, back to the gym after a 2-week break. I don't want to, or I didn't want to, but felt good after it. There,
good.
I said it. Well, and you always do. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. You never really want to go to the gym.
It's more the thought, isn't it? Well, I find even like going out for runs and training for the mini marathon next week, it's like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. And I complain and I bitch and I moan and I put on my gear. And even when I'm leaving the house, I'm like, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And then I come back to the house and I'm like, oh yeah, so glad I did that, like pow pow pow, I can kind of take on the world, you know.
Of course, it's those, like, endorphins.
Oh my God, I lost about a stone on that run, you know?
yeah and you feel great, like, and you, like, feel,
do you know what I can do now? I can eat all around me because I did that run.
And you may have been running for like 20 minutes and burnt like 110 calories. It's like, no, I can have an extra burger tonight.
I can have five burgers tonight.
No, I get you. By the way, we are going to have a chat about that. I mean, Kira, there's not even a week left.
I know.
This day week, you'll have run the marathon.
Oh my, well, fingers crossed, hopefully.
Oh, maybe you won't. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Chris, I'm so
maybe
good.
Maybe you won't.
No, I will. Don't. No.
You said maybe you won't.
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh, I was supposed to go, no, you will.
We're supposed to support me. God,
hey,
Chris.
Hey, speaking of which, everybody, listen for a second. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're having a conversation now while listening to this, shut up for a second, all right? I have something I need to tell you. Kira's doing the marathon, the VHI mini marathon next week for children in hospital Ireland. You can go online and you can donate to that cause right now, okay? So you need to do that. Kira's going to put up a link on her Twitter, like, right now, and then you can go on and give her some money to give to children in hospital Ireland.
Yeah, so I think I've raised about 1,300, 400 at this stage. So it'd be amazing to get it to 2,000 by, let's say, next Monday. I know it's a big ask and I know it's kind of a big hill to climb, let's say, but it would be awesome, you know, that we could have raised that much money for children in hospital Ireland.
Kira only takes a bit off the top as well. Kira only takes like a few hundred euro. That's like a fee. And then the rest goes.
The money was only resting in my
account,
Chris.
Kira's going to have the money for a while.
Seriously.
Just get comfortable with it.
Anyway, next thing you'll have pictures of me on Instagram and like Italy.
Yeah, exactly. Kira will be out of here. But no.
No, seriously. It's my charity page set up, where the funds go directly to.
No, for clarity, children. Kira does not get a cent of it, of course.
No, it goes into Children in Hospital Ireland account. I think it's like every month or something like that.
There you go.
So I have my account, my charity page, open until just after the VHI mini marathon, you know, because people mightn't get around to, you know, people mightn't have money or they mightn't get around to donating.
Well, yeah, might not get paid or.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can, and I mean anything would help. So my charity page is mycharity.ie/event/KiraKing. Or you can check out my Twitter @IamKiraKing and it's a pinned tweet on my Twitter.
Did you put
account.
It up at the top?
I did.
Good woman. So go onto her Twitter, @IamKiraKing, and it's the top tweet because she has it pinned up there. You've no excuse. And as Kira says, anything you can.
Anything. Thank you. And to everybody who's donated so far, like, seriously, I really, really appreciate it. And I know that you hear people going on the radio going like, no, seriously, like, I really appreciate, you know, people. I do. I really, really do. I know how hard it is.
Sorry. I was laughing at your impression of someone who appreciates something.
Okay.
Apologies.
But I know what it's like to be kind of, you know, down for the next paycheck. I know that a lot of people don't have any extra cash.
Yeah.
But if you could, it's for a children's hospital in Ireland, and I would just really, really appreciate it. Anything. I mean, anything at all.
So there you go. I mean, go online and do that, for God's sake. Someone says, by the way, on a totally unrelated note, I would like to ride my best friend. I am a lad and he is a lad. I like women, but he is the only lad I would ever do. There, I said it.
Okay.
So I think after Kira's nice, impassioned speech about Children's Hospital Ireland, that was a nice text to go into.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Remind me never to hire you as like my pure person.
I think I'd be a great
or
PR
agent
person.
Or
I would like have that. I would have you say that at the event. Then I would have this guy come out and say he wants to ride his male friend. And everyone would be like, wow, that was a really kind of progressive thing they had going on. I really like that. And they'd give you money. I'm telling
Maybe.
You.
Maybe.
Someone says I was invited to my friend's girlfriend's birthday party, but I made up an excuse not to go. Well, there you go. Because they are wastes of space, apparently. Okay.
Do you know what, Jerry? Sometimes in life we have to do things that we might not be comfortable with. And I'm sure your girlfriend would do it for you. And can you imagine how embarrassing it is for her to arrive to that party and everyone's like, where's Jerry? And she has to explain to all her friends why you're not there.
Yeah.
You know, whether you don't like the friends or not, Jerry, suck it up and be a good boyfriend.
I have to say, Jerry, I totally agree with you.
I completely agree with you, Jerry. I don't do anything I don't want to. I don't really have many friends as a result. But, you know, I do what I want to do. Now I have no friends at all.
Yeah, well.
So maybe me and you can be friends, Jerry. Hey, you know what, though? Actually, in a second, we will get to a text because I have a very nice tribute that I think we should play to, of course, a man who died today. A wonderful tribute that our boy JJ Hartigan made. Of course, I think we all know Bill O'Hurley. He died today. And JJ, BCO of the show, broadcast coordinator of the show, has made a wonderful package about Bill O'Hurley, a wonderful little kind of tribute. And I see it's doing very well on the internet and everything. So we'll play that for you as well in a minute. That's all on the way. But there we go. Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta here on 2FM.
Hear something about Lady Gaga and Kendrick Lamar doing some sort of duet together? I think I did. I must look that up, actually.
No, you did. And I even saw a picture that they posted of themselves in the studio together. The two of them kind of did a selfie thing.
Mm-hmm.
So was that good for you?
That's pretty cool. I'll be excited now to hear that, I have to say.
Yeah, I think that will be cool. Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Because actually, we haven't heard from Lady Gaga in a while either. So, or not in a while, but in a few months.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll be good. But yes, indeed, you are correct, Kira. Now, you know what? I thought I would play this. Kira and I were both saying it would be great if we could play this for you because maybe you haven't had a chance to hear it today. And I'm sure you're aware at this point that Bill O'Hurley died today, very, very sadly. And I mean, he was sport. I mean, you can't have a match without him, you know? Mm. Literally. He was, I mean, for every big event, they were all part of it. Yeah. That whole dynamic was part of it.
John Giles, Eamon Dunphy,
yeah,
Bill
O'Hurley. Bill, exactly. The whole package, that was part of the match, literally, mm-hmm. for us. So obviously, I mean, I don't need to tell you what a big an influence he was. Nobody does. But
yeah, it was absolutely unbelievable to wake up to that news today. And so very, very sad. And the one thing that I noticed about everybody on Twitter, and that was the only social media network that I was, you know, watching kind of the news unfold on, let's say. And every second tweet about Bill O'Hurley was gent. And I think, and I've said that to you before, Chris, I think that if you were to leave this world, I think that a lovely way to be described is as a gentleman.
Yeah, and you can tell it's genuine. Mm. You know, people really meant it and they're not just doing the typical, you know, death makes angels of us all kind of thing. They really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they clearly...
I remember when he finished up on television after, was it the end of the World Cup? And I remember sitting there, I think I was with JJ, and the two of us were nearly crying when they did the wrap up where they did that tribute to Bill in his 40 years, you know, on television. And the two of us were kind of sitting there and I was like, JJ, are you crying? He's like, yeah. And we were honestly very, very emotional about it because... Bill O'Hurley, I think that people like myself, for example, today, I couldn't understand why I was so upset by this. I've never met the man, let's say, you know what I mean? But I have seen him on my television since I can remember. I've heard his voice since I can remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been a presence in our sitting room in that tiny little box of a TV since basically most of my life, you know? And Irish people love that. They like familiarity and they like somebody who has, you know, a really long and very successful career on television, you know?
Sure. It's so funny because when I read the news, all I could do was keep smiling, because all that happened was, whenever I read his name, I'm just reminded of how he used to so subtly annoy Eamon Dunphy. Like, that's all that comes into my head when I see Bill O'Hurley. He's like cheeky, kind of like grin that he has.
Yeah.
And you know the way he like used to so effectively piss Eamon off,
mm-hmm,
by just going, ah, Eamon, come on. You know, like, he'd do it so well,
yeah,
that Eamon never knew what was going on, but Bill would constantly be poking Eamon. And I just loved that
but
about him.
Got away with him because he's a nice guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he so knew how to wind up him. I was just smiling today because I kept seeing like his name and stuff. And that's what his name is synonymous with me for. Just annoying Eamon Dunphy. But anyway, look, sure, we'll leave it there, as they'd say. And how about instead I play you this tribute that JJ made, which is really nice, of course. Here, look, it doesn't need any intro. Here we go.
I represent the plain people of Ireland, and when I work on television, I have only one function, and that is to unlock the knowledge of those with whom I work. I don't posture or pretend I have knowledge, I produce knowledge.
Fantastic! I said it to start. Ciao, Roma! Buongiorno, Roma! What do you think, lads? Magic?
We think it was fantastic. No, we think you're being silly. No, we think it was bloody great. The team played magnificently, the tactics were right. We ground them down and we played our football and we deserved everything we got.
You know, let me tell you for a start, before we join our panel for discussion, that ALF has been deferred and Home Away has been deferred, and we're on the air until 10 o'clock.
That World Cup in 1990 was almost the beginning and the end of it for Eamon Dunphy, because of the view that he took, which was very much anti-Ireland, and he got a really, really tough time because of it.
He did. He got a very tough time. His car was nearly turned over when he came back from Rome, having attended a press conference that didn't take place because Jack Charlton wouldn't have a press conference with him present. But there were people who objected, no question of it, because there was a sense that we should have joined in the national celebration. But I've always argued that one of the big mistakes RTE made was that when O'Leary scored the penalty that put us into the final shake-up, as it were, in the World Cup, we were dancing around in the studios, and RTE should have been a shot, because there were loads of cameras there. There should have been a shot of us, and then they would have fully understood that there's a difference between objective comment and the subjective emotion of really supporting Ireland at a time like that, you know. But it's a very different thing. They're paid to be objective in their comments, but behind it all, they're huge Ireland fans.
Will you miss them?
I miss them very badly because, I've had great fun with them over the years. I've learned an awful lot from them. I've learned also that the most important thing an anchor must do is listen. And the two people I respected most of all in that capacity were Gabo, in the first instance, and Michael Parkinson. And their career was distinguished by the fact that they always listened. They didn't go in with a set agenda necessarily. They followed the sense of a discussion in a very real way. And that's what I did. And I got great fun because, you see, we did a survey around the time of 1990 that showed that only about 32% of the people understood the game. So my function then was A, to educate myself, and B, to educate the public, but not in a preachy way, to do it in an informal way, to bring the people with us. And that's what I have always attempted to do. And it has been very easy because it's been a learning experience for me as much as has been for the audiences. And I've loved it. I've loved every minute of it. I've worked with great people. I've enjoyed myself immensely. So I leave with no regrets at all.
Highlight?
Well, 1990, it has to be. I think that was very special. That was a historic time for Ireland. And I think when I look back on everything, that was the most important time for me, I think, in broadcast.
My work on soccer, and most especially with the three amigos here, has been the great highlight of my career. Eamon and I have soldiered together since the 70s, John since the 80s, and Liam from the 90s. Of course, we've had our differences, like when I sometimes lost the run of myself and imagined I was an analyst rather than an anchor, and it got very much put in my place. But I've had so much fun over the years. I've learned so much about football, and frankly, and there's no doubt about this, I have piggybacked on the talent of these three gentlemen. So we leave it there, so okie doke. Good night and God bless. And thank you very much, lads.
Yes, there we go. That's a little bit of fun with We Are Young here on FM. Sorry, I'm laughing because someone has sent in a healthy flapjack recipe. Thank you, Meg.
Thank you, Meg.
I don't know if I'm ever going to go home and make that, but it's very nice that you would send it in. Actually, do you know what as well? Just Meg's recipe reminded me of something. And believe me, we aren't going to start turning into a daytime TV show here. But have you ever made pancakes, right? But instead of making them with flour, you make them with bananas? It's actually really nice. So, you know the way you'd put in flour and milk and
okay,
beat it?
Okay, I'm just going to be deadly honest. I've never made pancakes.
Have you not?
No, so judge... Well, Chris, I'm so sick and tired. And this is, honestly, this has come up over the weekend
what
as well.
What the fuck is this?
I don't cook for myself because I'm bored of cooking for myself.
So you've never made pancakes?
Food never tastes as well when it's just you that's eating it.
Do so you you've never that? Made pancakes?
No, Chris, I... No.
What?
I didn't do home ec in school.
You, but like in your life.
Look, I know I should have done home ec because, as I said, woodwork isn't exactly standing to me now.
Hold on a second.
Chris, no, I've never made pancakes.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
I can hear you judging me.
No, I'm like, I'm
you
just surprised.
You are judging me.
I'm surprised you've never made pancakes. Sorry, Meg, you seem to have let off something here. Completely unrelated. Ever in your life have you made pancakes?
No, Chris. My mom always made them for me.
So like around pancake day or
mom
anything?
Mom made my pancakes for me.
Yeah, but you've lived alone probably for years now.
Okay.
No, I mean as in lived
that's
away
it.
From home.
That's all right. That's nice, Chris. Yep. Forever alone.
I
sure.
mean lived away from home.
Can't make pancakes. Never going to get married.
What the fuck is this?
But like, you've lived away from home for years is what I'm saying.
I make other things.
But never pancakes?
Never pancakes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have told you on numerous Pancake Tuesdays that I haven't had any pancakes because I've had no one to make pancakes. But
no.
That was you probably not listening again
no,
to
I
my
was
loneliness.
Listening, but I never realised you'd never made them ever in your life,
no,
ever.
No.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. I mean, you don't have to have made pancakes. That's really progressive, I think, that you haven't ever made them. I think good for you. That is the life. I wish I had the courage to never have made pancakes. You're so yourself. You're so your own person, you know? Like, I just make pancakes because it's kind of the thing you do. But you're brave enough not to make them. That's really cool.
Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
I've never made a cupcake.
That's not as bad. Have you ever made boiled eggs?
Yes, Chris.
Have you ever made scrambled eggs?
Yes, Chris.
Have you ever made yourself spaghetti bolognese?
Yes.
Have you ever made yourself... Let me see.
A chicken curry, a chili con carne.
No, hold on.
A fajita.
Have you ever made yourself a fajita?
A quesadilla. Yes,
you've
I've made
all
those things.
Have you ever made yourself like a roast?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never made a roast.
They're, and don't get me wrong, bothered. I had to YouTube how to roast a chicken.
It's like the easiest thing to do. You just put it in the oven.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to undercook a chicken.
Have you ever made yourself caviar?
No.
Yeah, me neither. But I'm just surprised
you
you've never made a pancake.
Caviar?
No, you can't.
No.
You need to go diving for it. I'm just surprised you've never made a pancake. I'm sorry, Meg, you've really set off something here by accident. I'm just surprised as though. I thought you might have cooked one. And all I was saying was, usually with pancakes, you get flour and milk and you beat it together. But if you want to be healthier, you can mash a banana with milk and beat it together. And then it's way nicer. But obviously, you haven't even made the pancakes, so...
Check out Chris Green, the Pancake King, sitting across from me here in studio.
I'm a domestic goddess.
You are.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, there you go. After that embarrassing revelation from Kira, she's never made pancakes. You know what I will play for you really quickly? We are a big fan of him here, and we didn't have a chance to play him when this first came out, for obvious reasons that there's no real need to get into now. However, now that everything is said and done and all is settled, Martin's Life is a very funny YouTube channel. There's a very funny YouTube channel called Martin's Life, and you know, it's very simple animation, it's very effective, and it's basically about all the conversations that young Martin has with his mom and dad. So, this doesn't need any more explanation. I'll set the scene for you, though you don't really need to watch this to get the funniness in it. Martin is in the kitchen, and his mom and dad are sitting at the kitchen table, and they are discussing the referendum, and... I thought you would all enjoy this, so here we go. I will play this for you, and then a little bit of Major Lazer and DJ Snake Lean On is on the way. Here we go, another Martin's Life. It's fantastic.
It's Martin's Life.
They're going for an election now.
Who are?
The old gays.
It's not an election.
And what's it for? A referendum on gay marriage? I suppose we'll all have to marry a gay then.
No, we won't.
I could marry Donlaw Cusack, I suppose.
You don't have to marry anyone.
Sure, we could chat away about the old hurling anyway.
Couldn't the gays marry the lesbians?
What?
Had Fianna Fáil in it?
No.
And what about the other crowd then? The bisexuals?
What about them?
Who do they want to marry?
I don't know, whoever they want.
Didn't they grand for them? Is your man Graham Norton one of them?
No, he's just gay.
He's a Protestant as well.
I think I'll vote for the bisexuals. They'd be better than that old crowd we have in there now anyway.
How about this? Look at this. I mean, it's nearly 25 past 12. For one reason or another, here you are awake. And quite frankly, I would love to know what it is you're doing awake at this ridiculous hour. I mean, most normal people are in bed by now. But for one reason or another, here you are awake. And I would like to know why. I would like to know what it is you're doing awake. I think we are all forgotten weirdos and misfits that are up at this hour of the night.
And so also, it's a Monday night, Tuesday morning, you know?
Yeah, Mondays are always kind of shit anyway. So I'm sure... Maybe you're just awake because you're depressed, and that's fair enough. But look, either way, let us know what it is you're doing awake. 51552. Simple as that. Right, let me get to some of the reasons as to what it is you're doing awake. My, many of you awake tonight. Niall says, well, guys, driving home to Sligo from Cork with my new car, thanks to my super brilliant girlfriend, Aoife, for coming down with me. Love you, babe, smiley face. Oh, that's probably just her writing it from his phone. You know what I mean?
Chris, maybe this man knows how to vocalise his feelings for his girlfriend, Aoife.
But right. Men don't put smiley faces. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe it was an emoji and it wasn't translated over this text machine. That's what I'd imagine what happened then.
All right then. Someone says, drawn silence, shout out to the lads. Collins Bros in Wicklow, Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones. Lads, that's an amazing track. Like the guitar riff at the start of that and all that. Look, phenomenal. But I don't think we're going to be able to play it tonight, all right? I'm just being honest with you.
A lot of people are drawing silage and baling silage and all the rest. Sean's in Limerick and he's currently there drawing bale silage. There you go.
Yo, yo, Sean. Mick in Waterford says, just got a call. I'm awake. My wife is in labour.
Ooh. Best of luck.
Oh, my God.
No, I love these. Absolutely love these. Because another text message came in with hashtag proudest husband in the world. Driving home after my wife just gave birth to her second son, Cawdon McCaffrey. Chris, am I pronouncing that?
Cawdon, I guess so. I'm not familiar with that name. But there you go.
Cawdon. Is there an that's beautiful. I'm wondering, is there an English for Cawdon? Are we pronouncing it correctly? Hopefully we are. It's gorgeous. It's very unusual.
Unless it's maybe Caden in Irish.
Oh, okay.
I would imagine, maybe. I could be wrong. But who knows?
I've never heard that name before.
Cawdon, neither have I. But apparently it is. It's on Baby Namesipedia. English is Caden, yeah, there you go.
English is Caden, there you go. Jesus, when I thought I'd heard all the names in the whole entire world.
I like those old names though.
Me too.
Like Ruan and Quivon and Cawdon.
Don't you dare steal Ruan on me.
Ruan?
Yeah,
Ruan. Do you want to name a kid Ruan?
Yeah, I do. I love the name Ruan.
I'm going to have loads of
kids. If I had the chance, I'd name my kid Satanta or Fionn McCool or like something like that, you know what I mean?
If you named your kid Satanta, I would get my kid to beat him up. In fact, I would probably just beat up your kid if his name was Satanta.
Chris.
Like, personally, myself, Satanta. Aaron now, Satanta. Don't mind you, Satanta, Q.
Anyway, I love the name Ruan. He's beautiful.
Also, I want to say hey to Finbar, who's in Cork, checking in. The Buckley brothers as well are saying hello. Also,
That silage tonight.
Man, look, it's happening tonight.
Must be the season.
It is. It's also good days, you know. It's been very warm and all that. There's no rain. Someone says, I'm awake pondering my existence. Do you ever just wonder where you're going in your life?
I did
today after I spent a full 20 minutes jiggling my arm fat. Good. That sounds good.
Yeah, the next time you want to jiggle your arm fat, why don't you do it with the weight?
That's a good idea.
You know, so you can jiggle away at the arm fat, but at the same time, work out your arm.
Yeah. And then they can still be jiggling the arm.
I've talked about my bingo wings on this show before.
Poor Kira used to have bingo wings. She doesn't anymore. But I tell you, there was a period there.
Okay,
but
they weren't that bad. I just hadn't done weights.
Ah, you were getting bingo wings, though.
Hey, Chris, no, I wasn't.
You were.
I wasn't. So, I thought I was, but I wasn't.
You don't have them now, though.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Someone says, I drove from Abbey Field to Cork about an hour and a half for a darts game, which we then feckin' lost on the way home now. Could do with a bite. Oh, no. Well, sorry to hear you didn't win your darts game. 51552, share with us what it is you're doing awake. Rich, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, somebody is still up packing for their J1. The flight is tomorrow in the morning and they've absolutely nothing packed. They're currently searching their room for stuff and they found love letters from an ex-boyfriend, which they're now reading. And all I can say is, what was I thinking?
I like that. I liked that it wasn't, and it's made me realise, oh my God, instead it's just like, wow,
I really did think that text was going to go in another direction. Where are you going on your J1? Let me know. Because this is great for me, because I can tell everybody, you know, of the time that I went on my J1.
Yes, Kira once went to Chicago on a J1 and likes to bring it up in conversation. I think when Kira's 80, she's still going to be telling people
that time
about the time she went to Chicago. Yeah. Richard in Dublin says, I'm awake because Mary Jane has called over. Sure.
She seems Mary like Jane, a nice girl.
Mary Jane's great fun, mm-hmm. Richard. I hope you and her are having a good time.
I'm awake restoring a tractor and you're keeping me great company. That's from Dara and Roscommon.
Thank you, Dara. Thank you. Alan in Donegal is checking in as well. He's saying hi. What's happening, Alan? Good to hear from you. Apparently, Alan's up texting a fella he likes.
Ooh.
I tell you.
Midwife, just off nights this morning, so still on night hours. Just arriving to see the other half. Entertaining show. Why, thank you very much.
Can I also just say, Alan, if you're texting a guy and you're trying to catch his eye, send him a picture of your lad. You know? I'm just saying. He will be like, oh, Alan's got a nice lad, and okay, then you guys are going to go out. I'm just saying.
Trev in Longford says, I'm awake just finishing a built-in barbecue. I never lit bricks before. Something quite satisfying about building something. Now I have to head out tomorrow to get dome T-bones and other manly foods.
Yeah,
you're
me too,
man.
Man,
Trev.
You always get the old T-bones and the dones and the...
Mike says, I'm awake because I've had a few glasses of wine, but that's not the reason. A friend of mine posted a pic of herself on Facebook and I commented that she has nice tits. Damn. Mike...
Maybe she does though. Like maybe she's gonna log in and go, oh, Mike, do they have nice tits? You know what I mean? She'd be like, ooh. Maybe she likes you, Mike, no. And that's all she needed to hear. No. That you she has nice tits.
Kali says, Chris and Kira, I'm awake getting my apartment ready for Pat the plumber. Wait a second. Coming in the morning to give me two elements for hot water and two taps for my kitchen, which I've been without for 2 years. Okay, I thought that text was going to go in a completely different direction.
You thought it was like, Pat the plumber to clean my pipes, yeah, or something. Yeah.
I'm so excited about this and I'm looking forward to listening to you both again tomorrow night for my hot bath.
Mm, interesting. Mm. Collie, you will be clean for the first time in 2 years. Good for you. someone says, on the way back from Wembley, a happy Norwich fan. Oh, yes, indeed. Well, congratulations on all that. Will says, I am awake on night shifts, security gig. However, you both give me the best 3 hours of the shift. Keep up the great work. Yee. I've noticed I have special information and Will's employers are always like, wow, between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m, Will is really productive. There must be some cool thing going on while Will is so happy and productive. Then afterwards he gets really sad. Obviously, that's what it is, Will. So, you know. I'm glad that we can help.
God, this one, Chris says, hi guys, I'm up home alone because my fiance has walked out on me. I'm feeling absolutely heartbroken, but I love the show and it's keeping me somewhat sane.
Oh man.
There's nothing myself and Chris can say right now that's going to make you feel any better.
No.
Unfortunately. And that is a really rough situation to be in.
When did that happen, Tex, if you don't mind me asking? Like, it wasn't just earlier, was it? Because I'd be amazed if you could be that casual and like text us as well. After that happened?
Mm.
Was it recently or was it literally just today? Because, well, we...
Jeremy says, still up because I'm on my way back from playing tennis in Athlone. I'm loving the show. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
It's coming into tennis season, Chris.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we didn't get to it tonight. Must get to it tomorrow. Story about your boyfriend, Roger.
I know.
Not behaving particularly well.
It wasn't Roger Federer that didn't behave very well. It was French security at the French Open and somebody that ran on to get a selfie.
I think it was both.
No, I don't think so. And I don't blame him, but we won't get into it now.
Also, Jeremy's looking for a bomb. Usually I would reserve those from OK, but Jeremy made a special request for a bomb. So there you go. Also, someone says, I'm awake because I broke up with my love and I'm drinking to ease the pain, but it's not working. Pat and Kira.
A lot of heartbroken people tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear this, lads. Good Lord.
I have to give a shout out to Kelly in Galway. He says, hi, guys. I text you all the time and you never read out my text.
Oh, sorry, Kelly.
I'm awake because I was a bridesmaid at my best friend's wedding on Saturday and I literally only sobered up at about 6 today.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I have to drink hers very bad. And that's from Kelly
Lord.
In Galway.
Well, Kelly, at least you're still alive. At least you're still with us.
Mark in Cork says, I'm awake because I was working the late shift and also you two fine broadcasters are still on the air.
Yo, yo, Mark.
No, Chris, I don't know, is he talking about me and you?
Maybe just talking about other fine broadcasters.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be it. By accident
probably
came
not.
Into here.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it is. Right. How about this? So someone says, just drove the entire way from Cork to Conn, wondering how Chris makes pancakes without eggs. Now it's time for bed. It's from Marlis. Marlis, I told you, you get the bananas and you mash them and then you put the milk in and you beat it until it's like a frothy kind of mixture. And then you put sunflower seeds in and you fry that and it comes out like a pancake. It's actually really simple. All you have to do is heat a little bit of oil in the pan and... Oh no, everyone's fallen asleep, it seems.
Somebody Hello? Is wide awake, driving back from Edinburgh to Cork. Probably not after Chris's description on how to make pancakes, but anyway.
No, God bless him.
And also, Chris, we have to tell Brian to hurry up with the bacon.
Yeah, Brian, hurry up. The damn bacon.
Dying for a sausage. No, not. Never mind.
You're dying for what? You didn't say it.
I know.
You said I'm dying for a sauce.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I meant to say rasher sandwich or BLT for whatever reason.
God.
Kira was. Oh, God. Jesus. Whew.
Basically, Kira saved herself there, because when Kira says something like that, all we do is take it out of context. Like, as in, just as an example like this.
Well, now you have me excited.
If you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So there you go. Well, Kira, well done on. You
know. It's just huge.
Yeah.
It's so big.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think we've enough. I don't think we need any more. We probably have enough. I hope that in years to come, that is all that has survived of humanity. Just those clips of Kira. Before we get out of here, we will get a review of the show from Kira and we will do the national anthem. So I would ask now that you stand, not out of respect for the national anthem, but out of respect for the review of the show that Kira is about to give. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. We start the show playing the Win Back Your License fee with Rachel from Limerick. And guess what, Chris? She won back her license.
Yeah, good woman, Rachel.
We wrapped up to 50 cents in the club, which people voted as mediocre, but Chris was a clear winner in fairness.
People really didn't like it though. Didn't like it at all. It was sad.
There I said it tonight involved me receiving some sort of message from the universe that I haven't figured out yet and other people's issues. We played a tribute to the late, great Bill O'Herlihy with a package put together by our very own JJ. It was absolutely lovely. Chris discovers that I've never made pancakes and judges me, yet gives out his own recipe on how to make pancakes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we finished the show asking the wonderful Irish public out there what it is they're doing awake.
What an incredible show.
It was amazing.
You forgot a friend of the show, Martin's Life, as well.
Oh my God, we played Martin's Life, the referendum video. Look it up on YouTube. It is hilarious.
For myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Yeah. By the way, Kira.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.